Hello, and welcome back to Free For All Fridays. And yes, we are like 30 minutes late. You want to tell the story why?
You fell asleep.
Oh, really, Mr. Sippy?
Yep, you fell asleep.
I almost said Mr. Mississippi. Mississippi, fell asleep. What about asleep. You?
You're the producer.
I'm the producer. Yeah, okay.
So you fell asleep.
So yeah. Okay. So I take full responsibility for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
it's not falling on me.
I did fall asleep.
I followed the lead.
Right.
I was told a directive, and I followed.
Yeah, okay. So what had happened was Mr. Sippy wanted to go out, you know, he said he wanted to go out on this date. So really? It was kind of like date night. Really? And so
okay.
He went out on this date and he had some kind of cognac. Type of
I have no idea what it was.
Yeah, so whatever,
it was $40.
Yeah,
a glass. So
yeah,
pretty good stuff.
It So pretty, it's the kind of stuff that
pretty good
rich people would probably have in their office when they're making a business deal. You know, like you see on the movies, and they walk over to their little wet bar and they pull out their little crystal glass and. You know, they pour like a little bit in a glass and they sit down and they sip and then they make that face. Well, yeah, that's what we had tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, so both of us had a little bit of that. And since I'm the kind of person that's like, no, we're going to get our money's worth. We're not having that. Yeah, I was like, no, we're going to finish this. So we finished it.
Yeah, I wanted the rookie out. I couldn't handle it. I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
So we had to add some good old Coca-Cola to it.
Yeah, we had to add some Coke to it because it was way too strong.
And especially for our taste. We usually just vodka and Sprite people.
Yeah.
We're not really brown liquors. So,
imagine the party that's going on right now in my stomach.
Yeah. Yeah, vodka and Sprite and cognac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a party in my tummy right now.
With that one.
Yeah. So So anyway, we you know, tried to put that together and we just didn't, you know.
I still smell it.
You smell it on me?
I think so.
I'm trying to drink some water, so
it's coming through your pores.
It's my pores. You had the majority of it.
No, I still kind of smell it.
You still smell it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, where's the water? So we're here trying to flush our systems out, and
well, I'm not.
Well, I am. Normally, excuse me, I would have like a glass of wine or something, but tonight, Yeah. So anyway, welcome to Free For All Fridays, and thank you for just coming in. So, what's the question?
What set you off today?
No, who that's like number get? Two. Number one. No.
Who teed you off today?
No, that's number two. Who crossed?
What crossed?
Who crossed the line?
Who crossed the line?
I need to go get the book, right?
Probably so. I don't know. I don't know. Who crossed the line today? Yeah, that's not it.
That's number two.
So.
Oh, but there's something that I wanted to say. Uh-oh. So, yeah, I'm going to go get the book. Uh-uh. Mr. Sippy, hold it down and give them the handles on how we can be reached. Positive ECS and all that good stuff.
I think you just did it.
I know, but the email is the same thing as well.
I don't know.
So, This, I don't know. Mississippi is going to talk to you for like
I don't know
10 that. Seconds.
I don't know
that. Hold it down.
We could be reached on Twitter.
Stick with the email.
You can be reached on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, positiveecs.com is the website. You can also find those links at the bottom of the page. We just updated that page, so everything will be there. If you want to contact us or contact Miss Ashley and see what she has going on, just make sure you look at the website and check that out. While she comes back and you hear all this crunching noise.
Okay.
I swear this is my ASMR stuff, but it's all good.
What's up, fam?
Excuse me.
So before we get into this, I've been practicing something. For all you people all over the world, I have something to say to you. Only if you know French. Bonsoir. Bonsoir à tous. Ce soir, nous allons parler de ce qui est dans notre esprit. Tonight, we will talk about what's on our minds. Bienvenue et gratuit pour tous les vendredis. Welcome to Free for All Friday. Yeah. That goes out to all my people that speak their Francais.
And this goes out to everybody else. Welcome to Free for All Friday. That's for the people that speak English.
Do you know any other languages?
No. No. Ni.
Buenos dias.
Ni. Nil.
Okay.
It's all buenos. Right. Buenos dias. Not bonus.
Buenos dias. Okay.
Not bonus.
Bonjour. Well, bonsoir.
Buenos dias.
Bonsoir. All right. So what's on your mind tonight? So, Mr. Sippy, what's on your mind tonight? We just, talked
about. I'm sleepy right now.
You're sleepy right now?
Yeah,
because he had that $40 shot glass thingy or whatever.
That's what's on my mind.
Yeah. Well, he has to wake up.
Well, as far as what's on my mind right now, it's like I have a lot of work I need to do.
So what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Grading papers.
Ooh, that sounds like grading fun.
And grading tests, classwork, assignments, and putting in grades. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. Nothing fancy, all indoor work. I hope it rains hard this weekend.
Why?
Because it's the best time to do work.
The best time. Yeah. I wouldn't get any work done when it rains because I just want to go to sleep.
No,
I just want to snuggle up next to something that's warm, like a nice fluffy teddy bear or person, and just like go to sleep. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I hope it rains. I doubt it though. I just want to be cold. So what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? How I fell asleep, and I woke up. It was like 10:30. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna snooze, and it just didn't help. And then I woke up. It was like way past. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this. Oh, I told everybody we're gonna be on at 11, and now we're not. So yeah. That's what kind of is on my mind. Okay, number two. Who crossed the line for you, Mr. Sippy? Who crossed the line this week?
This week, I didn't really have anybody to cross the line.
What?
As usual, you have irate students, but that's every week. So I'll be saying the same thing every week. Outside of that, I was saying no one crossed the line this week that I could think of. So it was a pretty good week. Not too bad.
Well, I can tell you for me who crossed the line. I don't know how you guys are out there in the world. I don't know what's going on in your countries. But in ours, we are having this little impeachment hearing thing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like an personal. Okay.
But and I said I wasn't going to get political, and I'm not. But what happened, who crossed the line today were those guys that kept trying to question that lady. I think her name was Dr. Hill, Dr. Fiona Hill. She was like raised in England and, you know, she used to be the ambassador, I want to say, or something. She was some kind of official, but she was like, you know, very straightforward. She debunked like theories, those little what we call lies, and
she was on point.
Yeah, she was on point.
She knew what she was talking about.
And they kept coming back at her and
they tried to shake her.
Yeah. I mean, they like completely crossed the line. Like she laid down the facts and everything. Yeah. And they're still like, well, we really don't have any proof of that. Like she just said it. She's a trustworthy person from what everybody's saying, and she just laid out facts. And then, like she said, you know, in one of her statements, she was upset with some guy and she didn't want to like say it, but because she was a woman, she was like, she might be looked at as being emotional because that's what people do. Oh, that's another angry, emotional woman. And, yeah, and they're just emotional for whatever reason. But men can be angry. They can start wars. They can do whatever they want because they're men. But if a woman gets upset, oh my gosh, clutch the pearls. She can't do that because she's a woman. Either she's menstruating or she's jealous, or there's just a man just wants to see her having a cat fight or something, you know. And so that, like, that whole thing just really, really, really crossed the line for me. And I was very, very upset, you know, about that. I'm like, that's just ridiculous that it's the year 2019 and women are still being seen as emotional creatures. Because, I mean, we are women. We should not be seen as emotional creatures. We should be seen as women, as human beings. I'm like so all on the women's rights. But, you know, I do like having the door open for me and everything. But I don't discriminate, you know, like as far as paying for a date or something. Like, I'll pay for a date.
That's good.
You know, like, I don't care about that. I'll pay for a date. You know, he pays for a date, I'll pay for a date. It doesn't always have to fall on the guy, you know, like, but as far as the emotional piece goes, like, no, everyone gets upset. Everyone has emotions. Some people handle their emotions better than others. But when was the last time you heard of a woman being in control and getting upset and going to war? I think never. Okay. I was waiting for that. But anyway,
I was about to give you one.
Oh, give me one. Don't say Troy. Helen of Troy, because those are two dudes fighting over a girl.
Okay. Never mind.
Stop rubbing you.
What about these the Viking women?
Viking? Amazon?
It was Viking. It was like they went, their husbands were gone to war, and somebody was going to infiltrate that kingdom. So these ladies went, instead of the people coming to their kingdom, the ladies went and fed them like a whole bunch of food to try to do a truce. They fed them and got them food and drunk. And once they passed out, they killed them.
You're going to have to do some research on that, okay, because I've never heard of that. And if anybody out there has ever heard of that, please let me know.
I was just saying. It's overseas somewhere. So anybody that lives overseas that knows about the story of the women who fed the opposite evil people food and got them drunk and then killed them, let us know.
Hola. All right.
What?
Hola, hola.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You like that, huh? All right. So, how are you unwinding tonight?
I was asleep. We had dinner.
What'd you have for dinner?
What do we have? Mozzarella sticks and wings. Chicken wings. And some cognac and water. So we unwind at the bar, just socializing, listening to other people's conversation, coming like the ear hustle. And just enjoying
the atmosphere. I don't ear hustle.
Just enjoying the ambiance of being outside. Huh? What?
Yeah. I do ear hustle sometimes. Yeah. I mean, the conversations that some people have that are behind you, it's like, oh my gosh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
And I can't stand it because Mr. Sippy, he's a I don't hear anything. I'm like, shh, listen. Sometimes he's just not on point when I'm trying to ear hustle and let him know who's ear hustling.
Because you're being nosy. Sometimes I'm looking at TV.
Ah, bah, humbug.
Okay. It's not Christmas yet.
Not yet, but we're close to it.
It's Turkey Day. You got to say bah, gobble, gobble.
Turkey Day. Isn't that like a massacre day? Like when the settlers came and like massacred the indigenous people or something? Did I take it dark really quick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going back. So, all right. So how do I unwind? I like to go and have a date every now and then whenever I can get in some time. Date night is very important for those people who have children. For those people who don't have children. Just, you know, whenever you can get in a date every now and then, it's very important to try to go out and talk close to somebody and in their ear. And maybe when you go home, you can touch on each other. Spark a flame.
Turn that tinder into a flame.
Okay.
Yeah.
First topic. Is oral sex.
Oh! Okay, that went all.
How do men feel about
it? That went a whole 180. You didn't even pull anything out the jar.
I did. How do men feel about oral sex?
Excuse me.
Can you explain what is oral sex? Does anybody know what that is?
Oral sex is the stimulation of the opposite sex genitalia.
What is a cunnilingus? Yes. And fellatio?
Yes. It's the oral stimulation of the male or female genitalia.
Is oral sex really sex?
If you're getting to the point where you are orgasming, yes.
So then,
until then, it's just foreplay.
So it's just foreplay.
Yeah.
So is masturbation sex too? Don't you orgasm from that?
Until you orgasm, it's just foreplay.
So you can have oral sex, but till you reach your point, it's not really sex.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sex is the act of orgasming.
It's the act.
Yes.
Did you make that up, Mississippi?
I'm kind of winging this right now.
In the dictionary of Mississippi, that's what it is. So do guys like doing that?
Doing what?
Having oral sex.
Do guys like having oral sex done to them or
giving it?
I think in that set, Blush, in that scenario, I think it's better to receive than give.
What?
I think guys enjoy giving, receiving.
Have you ever received it before?
I can't say that I have.
Okay.
I'm sorry I coughed there. I can't say that I have. I can't speak upon that. But from
what you've heard,
from locker room stories and stuff, you know, I've heard it before, you know. I'm quite sure it's probably something that I wouldn't mind having done one day to have that experience to say, hey, I've done that. You know, I've had that done too. You know, we'll see, you know, what the future might bring. You never know. Yeah, yeah. How about you? Have you ever had it done or done it?
Mr. Sippy, you're asking that?
I'm asking you.
I'm going to blow you out of the water.
You're going to blow who out the water?
You.
I'm not even near the water. I'm on the beach by the trees. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Mr. Sippy, so is that like a power thing with guys? Do they like having it done, like just from the position, or is it more so of a feeling that they enjoy?
I think it's more so of a feeling that they enjoy.
It's not.
What are you saying? It's
not like you know, like the position, if the girl's on her knees.
I mean, it all depends on how the guy's mindset is. I mean, if you just like to have it done, you just like to have it done. I don't think it has anything to do with power, making you feel powerful, like you, yeah, get down there and do that, yeah, you know, type deal. It's just a feeling that of, oh, this feels great.
It feels great. So if it's done well enough, like, could it make someone fall in love with you?
For that moment.
Just for the moment.
For that moment. If the relationship is not all that great, you will still try to work it out just because you know that
person
he or she has those acquired skills that they've gained over the years. But I don't think they would take it any further than that. I don't think anybody would get married simply because of that.
That's just
ridiculous.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think anybody would do that.
No. What about with teeth?
Excuse me.
With or without teeth?
Teeth?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Do you eat ice cream with teeth?
I mean, I still have mine, so yeah.
Who? I mean, so you eat your ice cream with teeth? Like, so if you had
ice, some people don't.
So if you had a soft serve ice cream, you gonna bite down on it? What do you do? What do you do with soft serve ice cream? Do you bite it?
You
bite? Will you bite with your lips or you bite with your teeth?
With my mouth.
So you bite with your lips then, right? Because it's soft serve. So
like the inside of my mouth. Like,
you bite with your lips. You bite with your mouth, your lips, not your teeth. You keep your teeth back.
Popsicles. You bite popsicles with your teeth.
We ain't talking about a popsicle. We said soft serve ice cream.
Soft serve, yeah.
Soft serve.
Yeah, you do. You lick it a lot, too, especially if it's on a cone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My point, exactly.
Hmm.
So no teeth. No teeth.
No teeth.
Like, you're not trying to exfoliate?
No.
All right, then.
Okay.
It went right so quick.
No, I was just asking you, you know, like how you felt about the oral.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, because Mr. Sippy is like, okay, so moving on. If you saw a woman, you're in the mall, and you saw a woman breastfeeding, would that like make you feel uncomfortable?
No.
Why not?
Never has, never will. It's nature. It's the lifeline of all humanity. Women are our lifeline. That's a woman's right. If she wants to pop it out and breastfeed, that's fine. We all got here some kind of way. See, I mean, if it's in a, it doesn't bother me. I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, the baby is connecting with the mother. The mother's connecting with the baby even more. I mean, that's a bond that would never be broken. I think that when a child is breastfed, I think that's like an unlockable connection that can't be broken. So breastfeeding in public, I don't see any problem with it. I commend all women that do it and not ashamed and don't mind doing it and knowing that they're doing something that many women hundreds and thousands of years ago have done throughout our times on this earth. So I have no problem with it.
None whatsoever.
I don't care if she has big ones, little ones, small ones. It doesn't matter.
What, her boobies?
Yeah. I know people brought some of my problems. Say, well, they're all big and sloppy. Like, it doesn't matter. She's giving life to her child. She's giving the baby more nutrients in the milk from her body than anything that could be given to the child from this planet. That's how I feel about
You're
that.
You're very passionate
so
about
women
that.
Women out there, if you breastfeeding, you pop one out and pop it in. That's my motto. Pop it out, pop it in.
Pop it into the little baby's mouth.
Well, no. Pop it out. Pop it out, show it, and then pop it in.
And then after you're finished breastfeeding, when there's no more milk, then the boobies become the man's playground again?
Yes. Oh. And it's back to square one. Then you start the cycle all back over.
Then you breastfeed your boyfriend or your husband.
And then you have another baby in 9 months.
Because breastfeeding a man leads to pregnancy?
Yep.
As you're saying?
Yep.
That's the start of it all.
That's the start. And that's the what?
That's the circle of life. Okay. Well.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess that does lead to other things when you start there. Because all men are just big babies just waiting to be breastfed, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Whether they want to admit it or not, they all like to be breastfed.
Yep. Are you mad or not?
Do you like to be breastfed, Mr. Sippy?
I decline to answer that question.
You can nor confirm or deny.
I plead the fifth.
Okay, I have another question. So, Mississippi is just getting over like a cold or something. The seasons are changing and he's not used to this East Coast weather because he is now a West Coast boy, right?
Yes. West Side?
Yeah.
You're going to put me to sleep.
Oh, okay. Let me stop. All right. Yeah. Touching it. Let me smack you then, smack you boom.
No, that's not
okay. So, do you think that if a wife or husband's parents, like their in-laws, don't approve of their husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or fiance, their marriage could break up?
It all depends on if the family member, the in-laws, have a stronghold on their child, meaning that they can easily influence their child. If the adult is not, you know, easily ruled or, you know, strong enough, then no. Because you know what type of relationship you have, you know where you're going, where it's going, and how you want it to go. I mean, as a person on the outside, they can only see what is being presented to them. And they can only you know, state their opinion about what they see. So if they only see the negativity in the beginning, it's going to be negative connotations throughout your relationship. And so you're going to end up trying to find some way to get approval from them. But you really don't need approval from your in-laws in order to have a successful relationship.
But it doesn't hurt, you know, for everyone to get along, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Right.
For whatever reason. It just doesn't click. And that doesn't mean that you have a bad relationship, you know, with your spouse to be or with your spouse. Right. Sometimes some people just can't get along, I say. Maybe it takes years for them or maybe you just, I'm sorry, there's like a piece of curly hair in your head. And I thought it was my hair. But, you know, like sometimes you just have to move away, right?
Whether you move away 10 blocks down the street or 10,000 miles away, you still are going to be related to those people. And they're going to still, if they want to contact you.
Should you even come around?
You don't have to come around. We have telephones now. So it's still going to be interference. I mean, it's just something that you'll have to deal with. Not necessarily deal with, but I mean, they're just going to have to realize that you're in this relationship and nothing's going to change your mind about how you feel about that person. You know? So they just have to learn how to deal with it or shut up.
Yeah. You just have to let them know, right?
Yeah.
Let them know. All right. So switching lanes with that. We are in the year of the Me Too movement, right? There you go. Because you look like you're...
Actually, I'm not.
Oh, well, give me that back then. Why is it that more women's their body parts are more exposed than men's? Like I never
talked about this last week.
I know, but I mean, I keep seeing it on TV more and more, and it's like I just said, we're in this Me Too strong woman thing. You know, they're making all these empowering movies for women. And we still see women still falling victim to, okay, can you loud? And you still see women falling victim to like saying how producers ask them to show them their boobs and stuff. And, you know, like, why is that? Like, What is the deal? Why can't the women just straight up just say no? Like,
can I answer that for you?
Yeah.
Sex sells.
So that's
and it's been that way since television, since the beginning. There's nothing you can do about it. There's always going to be a person on the opposite side of something else that, or some type of thing that you have going on, whether it's the Me Too movement, whether it's Stand Your Ground, it's always going to be somebody on the opposite side.
Stand Your Ground is like when you shoot.
I know, but I'm just still, somebody's always going to be on the opposite side of whatever thing you're standing for. Like, there's no one thing in this whole entire world, this universe, that everybody can agree on.
Except for sex selling.
Sex sells. And so with the girls that know that sex sells, if they want to get money or quit money or know that they can get money,
mm-hmm.
they have to use what they got to get what they want.
Okay, thank you, Ronnie.
So if they have to show a little skin, that's what they're going to do. Will all women do that?
No.
But with those that think, for this moment in time, that I look good, I got a nice body on myself. I know how to do my hair. I know how to do my makeup and nails and toes and all this other stuff. I know how to dress sexy enough to get some money.
You think they should take advantage of that? And you?
Apparently they are. Because we're sitting here talking about it.
So if you had a daughter, do you think that, you know, and she tells you, well, Dad, I
would talk to my daughter and let her know that she don't have to show all that just to get to know that people are going to love her and like her for who she is. You save all that for the person you want to be with. Yes, it's fine to show a little skin here and there, but to make it your main money maker, you know.
Well, I like it when men show skin, especially when they have six packs and stuff and they're doing a male review show and they start doing all that hunching on the stage and dancing. I enjoy that personally. And I think I'd like to see more of that. I'm just saying. I mean, yeah. I think more men should show their bodies off and just see how it feels. You know, to just be stared at like a piece of meat, to walk by and have your behind smacked and being told to bend over, shake it, show me what you're working with.
Yeah. Male strip clubs?
I'm just saying. I like it.
I would think you just described they have them.
What, in the male reviews?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And ladies, if you have ever been to those male reviews, whoa. Yeah, so all I can say for that is don't show your face and watch out now because people have phones with cameras and, yeah, you can be recorded. So.
It's amazing that you gave a lot of facts about that.
I mean, from what I've heard.
You didn't say that first.
From what I've heard. Well, let's just say. Okay, you know what? Let's just say if all that stuff was out when I was in college, yeah, well, I can't run for an office now, but, you know, because somebody probably took some Polaroid pictures or something of myself. But, hey, I'm just saying.
With the flash cubes.
The picture with the flash, and then it looks like some ice in it. You know, you stick it on top of the camera.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, we just had disposable cameras.
We had disposables, and we had the kind that you had to load the film into, and you put the little flash cube on it, and it like you kind of open it up, and then you close it back, and had like a little string with it. Anyway,
we only had disposable cameras.
I'm saying is, if they had all that when
camera phones,
you know, because I graduated in the 90s. We didn't have that. We had pagers. Yeah, pagers couldn't take pictures, so. Yeah, there was no social media, so people actually kept secrets, you know, so you could be bad, but, you know, I still wouldn't run for an office, though. Yeah. College is tough. You remember that that thing that they used to have? Excuse me. It was called Girls on Tape or...
Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, Girls Gone Wild. Yeah.
Guy made millions off of that.
And did he get sued or something? Because he said they were 18 or something like that.
Yeah.
Girls Gone Wild. You would see it like late night. You see the commercials when you be up late watching Cheaters.
Yeah.
Anybody ever watch Cheaters out there? Oh my gosh.
Cheaters been coming on since the 80s.
Cheaters has been coming on for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
You would think that the people in Dallas would know by now, right?
Because it was only in Dallas, right?
It still is, as far as I know. I don't know.
Yeah, but...
Like everybody in Dallas cheating.
Okay, a lot of people in Dallas are cheating.
Goodness. I'm not going to Dallas.
What?
I go to Papano's. Was it Papano's?
What?
I go to Papano's.
You're talking about a seafood restaurant. That's in Dallas.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm not going to Dallas."
But I said, "I'll go there
to that place."
Yep.
I don't like seafood like that, so
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the downfall.
So, do you remember
that's a
when?
Question to put on our
thank you.
Agenda.
Do you remember when you were young? Go back with me, back to the 90s.
10 years ago?
The
okay.
90s.
Okay, 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay. When you were a little teenager.
2 years ago.
And you guys, you liked this person, and you got together. Well, how'd you know when your relationship was over when you were a teenager?
When you saw her talking to another boy.
Just like that?
Yep. It's really over. She don't like me no more. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what, when she was speaking to someone else or vice versa.
When he would talk to somebody?
Yep. That's how you knew it was over. It's like, I saw you talking to that girl. Why you talking to that girl? That's my friend. No.
So when they say I'm just a friend, that's when you know that it's like, no, that's not just your friend.
But sometimes it could be just a friend. But she has her girlfriends in her ear talking.
So sometimes the girlfriends can end a relationship.
Very true. Point and case.
And sometimes guys, can the guys do that?
Let's travel back.
Okay, we're taking a time machine back to Mississippi when he was okay. Here we go.
I had a girlfriend.
I
also had a female friend, strictly platonic. Like, this was my role, dog. Like, we hung out together, we played cards together. Like, it wasn't just me, it was like me, her, and like two other friends of mine, which were guys and stuff like this, right? So we all hung out together. So we always, like on Fridays, small town, there's nothing to do. So we would either go over to someone's house, go over to my house, we just sit around a table playing cards, watch TV or something like that. Our parents wouldn't mind because we were there outside or just outside on the grass, just chilling, talking and stuff.
Yeah.
So one day, I'm standing outside with my friend, strictly platonic. Wouldn't date this girl in a million years. Like, never crossed my mind. So my girlfriend's friends pulled up in the car. I'm like, hey. What you doing? I'm like, nothing. We just chilling. What you all doing? No, blah, blah, blah. Just having strictly conversation.
Yeah.
After a while, you know, they went on about their business. We went on about our business. Come back to school on Monday. On the Martes. Oh, that's Wednesday. No, but it come back to school on Monday. I tried to say Monday in Spanish, but that was an epic fail. Back to school on Monday.
École.
And my girl approaches me and say, why are you hanging out with her? You like her or something? I'm like, no, we're friends. No, they say they saw you out late last Saturday and Friday night talking and all this other stuff. What you doing out there that late with her? I'm like, we're just friends. We just hang out. And so after that, things didn't work out. I stayed in my case. I was like, this is strictly platonic. I have no relationship with this lady, this girl, no, whatsoever, you know, and try to prove it. You know, we kind of stopped hanging out, you know, and even when we went to college together, because we both went to the same college, the platonic one, we went to college together, and the relationship wasn't the same because it was tarnished because of what happened in high school. So we never really hung out like we used to.
Aww.
So they kind of destroyed a relationship based upon some lies and not really willing to hear the truth, you know. So with that being said, relationships can be tarnished. Friendships can be tarnished. Only thing you have to do is believe the person and understand where they're coming from and know that a man can have a female friend that's strictly platonic. And a female can have a male friend.
Really? Really? So if you had a wife.
A friend.
When you got about 4, 5, 50 of them, no.
What's wrong with that?
That's way too many. That's way too many platonic.
But what if they're all friends? Like they're none of them try to talk to your wife or your girlfriend. Is that like uncomfortable?
All right. So if they were platonic friends with you before and they wanted to stay true friends with you then, they would still be around today.
I got friends that are boys.
And are they still around today?
Yeah.
No, that list is shrunk. It's shrunken. That list has shrunken.
No.
Since I've been with you, that list is shrunken. That list shrunk tremendously.
See, what had happened is I got a new phone. I lost. No. And then, when we started dating, you made me delete like a whole bunch of numbers. Like, why do I have to delete all my numbers? Why? Why? We were friends.
And those friends that were friends are friends with you now. The ones that weren't friends with you, they are no longer in your life.
So if you've had sex with one of them, one or five of them.
One or five of them.
in the past, but you're friends now. Nah, can you be friends
thing. Nope.
again?
Nope. Once you cross that line, it's crossed.
It's crossed. Once a dog eats animal blood. Once a dog tastes blood.
You're going dark.
Am I going dark again? Dang. Okay. Anyway, like I was saying.
You're going dark. You go dark so quick.
I believe that even if you did have relations with a person,
you know what?
You can still be friends.
That's your female mind speaking. From a guy perspective, no.
So what does a guy think? That
it's
he can get it any time?
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Why?
It's bound to happen. Scenario. Y'all not friends. Y'all drinking. Yeah, what's going on? You know, you take, oh, you feel, you kind of tipsy, girl. Let me take you home. You remember that last time we hugged?
Whatever. Hey, a woman can be strong. Whatever.
You're like, no, I don't remember how good it's time. No, don't do that.
Okay, now you make animal noises.
And next thing you know, babies popping out and clothes popping on top of ceiling fans.
Baby, what?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
So, can a woman do that?
Do what?
Like be friends with the guy that she's had sex with like years ago?
You got to always know that that guy, at some point in that relationship, that guy's going to test those waters again.
You think so?
I know so.
You think? You think so?
I don't think so. I know so.
You know so?
I know so. I don't care if it's a day from now or it's 10 years from now. It's going to get tested.
Whatever.
It's going to get tested.
I don't think
See
so.
See how honorable your friendship code is.
Okay, so what if, like, say you had a fight with your husband or your boyfriend, and then you go and talk to your best friend that's a guy?
You give him arsenal to use against it to help him out.
Because you just had that fight.
You have a fight. I'm quite sure you talk to this guy about everything that this guy's not doing right. If that's your friend, anytime you open up to somebody, you give them arsenal. That's going to help them
so
out.
So now, can a guy go to a girl if he has a girl for a best friend?
Same thing.
So she's going to make a move on him.
You never know.
I really honestly believe that even if you've had sex with that person and it's years and years ago, you guys can still be friends. Like, and not even cross that line again. Out of respect for each other, because that's old. That's like old stuff.
Okay. Let's agree to disagree on that. Because I highly disagree.
I would completely trust you.
No.
Around a high school girlfriend.
A high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be with no high school
girlfriend. Or college.
Oh, no.
Or adulthood.
Well, I dated strippers, so.
It's not like it was treasures. It's more like the ones with the gunshot wounds and stab marks.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah, we're not talking about the the nice kind that you would see like in Las Vegas, Crazy Horse too. This is more like Palomino type of deal.
Who goes to the Crazy Horse?
I'm just saying.
Who goes to the Crazy? You can't see nothing shaking up in there.
You don't need to see it shaking. Yeah, it's the thought. You should do the burlesque thing. It's not about spread it.
You need to see the ones that's moving and booming.
Yeah, see, that's the low budget people, you know, that you
like the tip drill
video. That's the low budget.
Those are the ones you need to be going to. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's the low budget.
If you all don't know, just Google Nelly tip drill.
And what that video that people used to watch on BET? That's
uncut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they show that on YouTube now.
They show everything on YouTube. It's no surprise.
Yeah.
It's YouTube.
Anyway, a woman can be friends with a guy.
I seriously doubt.
A woman can be friends with a guy.
With one. She can have
with
one.
With several.
As long as she didn't have relationships.
I have a lot of guy
as
friends.
As long as she didn't have a relationship with them, she's okay.
And I didn't have relationships with them.
How many of them in your life right now?
One.
Compared to before you met
me. Two. Three.
I only know of two. What's three? We're going to talk. We have to have a discussion after this. We're going to have a discussion.
We're good.
Because I only know of two.
No.
Yeah. I only know of two.
What, friends that I have before? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I only know
my best
two.
Friend.
I only know of two.
The guy?
I only know of two.
No, you know more of two.
I know only of two.
Anyway, moving on. Mississippi here is
We're gonna have a little discussion after this, because this is. So how many you had before?
What are you talking about?
Like before we met, you had about 50, right?
50?
Okay, 10.
No.
It was about 10.
No.
10 friend guys, right?
Maybe like two.
And that's how many you got right now.
But those are different ones, though.
No, because I etched the book out on them. I crossed them out. I made them disappear.
You made them disappear.
Yeah, I have a set of skills that I've
acquired. Yeah. Okay.
It is up to you.
So Mississippi here, he's tripping a little bit.
I'm a Gemini. What to expect?
Yeah, he's a mood swinger and
cross that line.
Everything else. And
so you only have two, right?
I'm a Capricorn.
You only have two, right?
And I'm stubborn.
You only have two, right?
Yeah.
You only have two.
Okay. No, three.
You only have two.
That right? Are my friends?
Yeah.
No.
Two.
No. More than two.
How many?
Like at least three.
Mm. Yeah, we're gonna have a discussion after this.
Yeah. Discuss it, man.
We're gonna have a discussion.
Whatever. What's up, everybody that's still there hanging out with us?
Oh, we got people. I'm sorry, I got personal.
Yeah, Mississippian, he's here. You need to go sip some water or something. I think he's actually awake. Is something going on?
No.
Oh, okay. So Mississippi, if you had a famous spouse, do you think it would be successful?
What would be successful?
If you're like, let's just say you're a teacher and that person is a singer or something, do you think that would be successful?
As long as no one knows that I'm her spouse.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, but you'll be dealing with a long distance type relationship.
You think so?
Yeah, where's she gonna be singing at? She's gonna be singing in the club down the street
at a lounge.
Oh, that's not famous. She's trying to make it.
That's a regular shift.
She's trying to make it. That's not famous. She's trying to make it.
She's just trying to make it.
Anybody can see. Hey, he'll try to promote her in this school. Y'all come down and see my wife down here at the teacher's lounge. And, she's singing right now on breaks next to the guy that's trying to sell you
she
NEA insurance.
And plays the piano. Right.
And she played the church organ on Sunday.
Wow. She plays the organ and at baseball games too, right? Wow.
She's the umpire.
She does goodness. A lot.
She's the jack of all trades, master of none.
Wow. So like, you think it could work?
Yeah. So if they're both willing parties, I think that a lot of female artists are more loyal to the relationship than male artists are.
Because men are dumb and they just fall for whatever in the skirt, right?
I don't.
I'm not talking about you're not famous.
I am famous. To my kids.
To your kids, you
mean famous. Yes. I'm famous. I'm world famous. Well, at least in the house I am. But so, you know. I'm house famous.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm house famous. I'm not famous in the house. Who's the most popular parent?
Mommy.
That's a good question right there.
Mommy is.
Who's the most popular parent?
I know I am.
Well, I know I'm not. I'm least likely to succeed. But anywho.
Who's the more popular parent? I can tell you I am.
Okay.
I know that.
I can get that.
Because I'm the one that makes the breakfast, that gives the showers. Well, now you give showers too.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I got one, a good one. Is sex important in a relationship?
Goodness, you asked this question last week. You just put this stuff right back in the jar.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. This is
no, because I take it out.
This whole night has been about sex. Why?
Well, what does that mean?
I guess you want some.
Shh, we're on the air. Everybody can't know that. So is it?
Yeah, it's important. Next question.
It's important.
Yep, next question.
Is it more important to the man or the woman?
I guess it's important to the woman right now.
More important to the woman that only has like two men best friends. That's what you're saying?
Yep.
Right. So do you think a woman can raise a boy alone?
Yep.
Why do you think so?
Because my grandmother raised me.
And do you know who else's grandmother raised them? LL Cool J. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we don't know him personally, but I mean, it appears that he turned out okay. Do you think there's more of a scare now? Like, because of gangs and stuff, or
it all depends on environment. I didn't have gangs in my neighborhood when I was growing up, so no. It all depends on what neighborhood and what area you living in.
But I mean, you came from like the suburbs, so
like I said, it all depends on the area that you're in.
Yeah, Mississippi came from the suburbs. See, I came from the streets.
The lies you tell.
I came from the streets. Yes. You know, I did.
Okay.
You ask anybody.
I've seen your streets.
Anybody on my block.
And your pristine aligned grass edges and everything and palm trees.
We had palm trees. So what? So what? Yeah. Everybody did. It's California.
Yeah.
Everybody had a palm tree.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a palm tree, you had another palm tree, a different kind of palm tree, a junior dwarf palm tree.
Yeah,
we all had them. Okay. Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does all depend on whatever. Oh, so enough of that. Did you see any new movies this week?
Nope.
Well, I'm kind of late on movies. We rarely get out because movies are very expensive out here. For like a family of four. Oh, Mississippi's coughing up something. For a family of four, it costs like over $50. So what we do, yeah, but that's not including popcorn or drinks, because you know kids always want something unless you take a backpack, you know, and put your little snacks in there, which you're not supposed to. But if you have children, you know, and they need diaper changes and stuff, I mean, you got to bring little Cheerios and stuff for them, right? So anyway, they can't deny the diaper change, right? So anyway, we saw, and again, we're late, Hobbs and Shaw. So if you guys have Apple TV or whatever, and you get a movie, you know, like we do family movies like probably once every 2 weeks or once a month or so, we saw Hobbs and Shaw. So my review on that movie was, it was very good. I didn't think that it was going to be good, because, you know, it's just like another spinoff of Fast and the Furious. But I really enjoyed it. You
they
know,
had their Black Panther moment.
What Black Panther moment?
You know, where the Samoa people got together.
And, oh, and, yeah.
So it's more about Samoa. For some reason, I love that culture. I love it. The whole warrior dance, all that stuff. That gives me chills. I love it too.
I love to see the men do it. Oh, goodness. Yes. So for the ladies out there, or whatever you prefer, that movie has a lot of hard bodies in it.
Oh, gosh.
That's my review. Jason Statham. I can't even say his name.
Statham.
The transporter guy.
Jason Statham.
Yes, him. He drives very nice cars. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his attitude. Maybe it's his accent. But he's very attractive to me. And then...
He's attractive to you?
I say he's very attractive to me.
Oh, attractive.
Yes. Okay. And then we have the Idris Elba. I'm not even going to go into that, because the name alone is just like... Yes. So I think after this, I'm going to go watch that movie just for those reasons, for the warrior dance, you know, yes, for the people of Samoa, and yeah, and the hard bodies that are doing that, and the transporter guy, and the Idris Elba. But yes, that movie's very, very awesome. It has a very good plot. There's a lot of action. You know, they do talk about their body parts a lot, dragging their balls through glass and stuff like that. So you might want to cover the children's ears.
It wasn't
but
a lot. It was just one scene.
One scene? Okay. Well, but other than that, I suggest you guys go see that movie. It was really good. But like I said, we're late. We're not on top of our movies the way we used to be before the children, because, you know, it's more expensive now, but... Yeah, that movie's very hot. So,
are you okay?
I think I need
some
water.
You kind of flustered a little bit.
I am. You know, because I'm thinking about all the action and the fast cars in that movie. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Samoan people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you sense the sarcasm in my voice?
No, okay. I think he's really caring. You know. But yeah, go see that movie. Oh. All right. So that brings us to an end. So you guys, thank you for spending time with us and listening to us.
Well, can I suggest a movie then? Did you suggest a movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah, suggest a movie.
I would like to suggest a good, I don't want to say family movie.
What? It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I do like that movie, though. It's awesome. It's a Wonderful Life. The Wizard of Oz. Awesome movie. But I would say Trading Places.
Oh, yeah. That's our favorite Christmas movie.
It's our Christmas movie. So Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Can't go wrong with it. Released in like 1980-something.
84.
Yeah. Watch it every year. I just watched it this morning while I was in class. Hey.
And you stepped on the ball.
And I'm out.
All right, you guys. So this brings us to an end. And you can reach us at positiveecs@gmail.com. Send us like something. Send us comments. Write us a little note and tell us what you would like to talk about, you know, because we're always
besides sex.
Hey, I like talking about sex. Okay. Gosh. I love it.
Stay on it.
I love it. I don't know.
Stay on it.
I do. I wish I could.
Stay on it. Don't
you? I wish I could.
Stay on it.
Man, you know, it runs in my family. I think I get it from my dad's side. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. I told you not to listen.
It's out there in the world now.
It's out there. It's out there in the world.
It's out there in the world.
I get it from my dad's side. He knows what's up. So anyway, positiveecs@gmail.com. We can be followed at Tumblr at Positive Enlightenment, Facebook, Positive Enlight, Instagram, Positive Enlighten, and also Twitter, Positive Enlighten. And also the website, positiveecs.com, because not only do we do talk shows, but we also do life coaching as well. Yes, so if you have a problem, if you want to talk about sex, hey, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you. Hey, I know. That's a song. I like that song, too. It's so awesome. All the good things and the bad things. All right. That's what we used to listen to when we were in the 90s. So, I don't have my little sticky note in front of me, but what I always say is, don't let any man or woman stop you from getting what is yours. Keep going. Don't stop. The world is yours. Do you understand? All right. Until then, we will see you next Friday and also Motivational Mondays. You know how hard it is for us to get up in the morning and we need a little bit of motivational enlightenment. So I will talk to you on a Monday. But until then, see you later.